guys.
Hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast, season 2, episode 6, Gay Pride.
Alicia's favorite episodes are Gay Pride.
Oh my God. I like forgot how much I loved this episode. I watched this episode probably 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I remember thinking, I cannot wait to record this episode. So now I'm going to be like reliving it too, because it's not fresh in my mind.
Well, I feel like we're finally in a groove of episodes where there's no downtime for just dumb shit. Like, they're not filling time anymore.
What was that one? Lake Arrowhead? God, the worst episode ever.
This one was packed. We had different locations. We had different types of drama. It was great.
It was everywhere. It was everywhere.
We had Christina Kelly. Like, we had it all.
God. Without Christina Kelly, what do we even do? That's probably why some of the later seasons were like, oh, what's wrong with this cast? Christina Kelly.
It's true. She really calls everybody out and kind of stirs the drama to the top. Like, the drama's already there. She just brings it to the surface for us.
I love when she comes through. Okay, what's happening? We're on the Geek Nerdery Podcast Network. Check us out there if you want. If I don't know, you're already checking us out wherever you're listening to us. So wherever you want to check us out. You can also now find us on Amazon Music Podcast. What's it called?
Like, yeah, Amazon came out with their own music thing. I think podcast it's like Apple thing. Music where you have to pay for it, which sucks, but we're on there
now
too.
If you have Prime, you get it.
Oh, well.
I have my mom.
Well, you Prime listeners.
I could listen.
We're on there as well.
On every single streaming site, listening site.
Yes, same.
Also, please rate, subscribe, review us. We haven't received a review in a while, which, like, no news is good news sometimes.
We just stop. For all those actually actively watching season 2 with us, just go hit 5 stars.
Those bad ones make me sad.
Remember, a while ago you set a goal for us, I think while we recorded season 1.
Oh my God, yeah, I wanted to hit like 25 rates.
No, that was season 8.
Season 8.
When we recorded that.
We currently have 37 rates. Maybe we can try and do like 45 rates by the end of season 2.
45.
Because, okay, hello everyone. We're going to get into like kind of our Patreon a little bit, but we're recording this way early in advance. So season 2 literally hasn't even come out for you guys while we're recording this. But I think if by the end of season 2 being released, we can hit 45 rates and maybe like 3 reviews that are 5 stars, because I accept nothing less.
Okay, stop. You're discouraging them. I like that idea. I like that idea. We only need 9 people. Just go hit the 5-star.
Just go click. Join our Facebook group. It's the same name as the podcast. So if you're listening to the podcast, you have our Facebook group name.
Copy paste.
There is, just a warning, there is news that's usually posted. So if you're really trying to do the spoiler free, which I don't know how you've done it that far, because I totally would have creeped down all these people on Instagram by now. But if you're doing spoiler free, wait until you start watching season 8, because by then I don't really think, I mean, like,
there's nothing really to know.
You assume that that's going to happen. So it's like, whatever. But you can definitely follow us on Instagram. That's spoiler free at Vanderpasta. And we will let you know when there are new episodes out. And we will give you the link to our Patreon, and it's so much fun. I'm now sending Meredith pictures of cast members to post on our Instagram, because I think it's funny.
Yes,
I love being on characters.
Some Peter really good pictures.
Peter likes posts on our Instagram.
He did not like
the picture of him. He likes all the other posts, but like the one
I think that shows a lot more that he likes our actual announcement photos rather than a photo of himself. He probably gets spammed with photos of himself.
He's so fucking classy. Okay, and then you can also join our Patreon. And now I'm going to tell you what you can get out of your Patreon, out of our Patreon. So definitely don't feel a need to join. If you don't want to join, you definitely don't have to. We're really not asking for a lot though. And I think by now we have tons of content out there.
We have a good backlog. Yeah.
Yeah. We have like a lot of stuff to give you. So I'm going to tell you about the stuff we give. For $1 a month, you will join our Peter status. Because we love Peter, you know, he's not a main cast member, but he's there sprinkling his magic. So you'll get access to our fun pre-show, which is where Meredith and I catch up. If you want to get to know us better, it's super fun. We just had a great time recording it before recording this.
Alicia's new intro is, what is it? It's like,
Vanderpump
Rules podcast. The pre-show is
welcome to our pre-show where we don't talk about Vanderpump Rules and talk about everything about ourselves. Yeah. So it's just
our favorite topic besides reality TV
is us. Because we both love and hate ourselves most of the time.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, we should like come up with a theme song for our pre-show. Just like us.
Oh, no.
Okay, so also you'll get early access to all of our episodes. So you're listening to this way before.
We don't even know anymore.
I don't even know when you're going to get this. It's going to be weeks from now. Basically, it's like October right now, and you're definitely going to get this in November or later. So good luck. But like, if you don't want to wait, you can totally join our Patreon and be all caught up. And then for $2 a month, you join our Sheena status, because justice for Sheena, I still stand by it. So you get access to everything I just previously mentioned. Plus, we'll say your name on the podcast. So we still, Jackie, that's our one page.
We love her.
Honestly, Jackie, Meredith, and I are having some fun times. So, because with $2 a month, you get access to our after shows as well, which is where Meredith and I divulge into all of our opinions about the episodes. Maybe we release some spoilers. We talk about Vanderpump news. And we answer the questions that Jackie leaves us, which she's been coming up with.
She has some good ones.
She sent us a quiz for this week. I'm so excited. You're going to take it live. I already took it.
Okay.
But I'm going to make you take it.
Okay. You forgot my favorite part of the post show, your book report.
Oh my God, my book reports are so good. So that's where I just give some, I find something in the episode that I really fixate on that meant absolutely nothing to the episode, and I divulge into it and give everyone a huge background information.
Yep, there are some good ones.
I have not a great one today, but I was just like really interested. I didn't write anything down because we're just going to discuss it live.
Ooh, yay.
Interactive. And then for $5 a month, which is what Jackie is, that's our Lisa status, because Lisa's top dog, just like Jackie. She's a queen. And so along with everything we just mentioned, she also gets the ability to ask us any questions, which is what she's been doing. She's great. I think Jackie might set me up with one of her husband's friends. I don't know. Jackie will discuss it after this.
Yes.
But okay. Anything goes. Jackie really asks us Vanderpump related stuff, or stuff that like related to the episode more in our personal lives, which we also appreciate because we had a great discussion last time.
Yep.
And whoever donates $5 a month is also going to be in our pool to be our patron of the episode. But since we still have Jackie, it's just Jackie.
It's Jackie.
Honestly, if no one else donates, I'll be okay, because I have so much fun with Jackie.
At some point, I think we might have to rename it to the Jackie of the Month.
The Jackie.
Instead of patron of the month, it's going to be Jackie of the month. And it can be other people, but it's going to be Jackie of the month.
You know, the saddest part is I don't think Jackie's in our Facebook group. So we didn't really know about her. Like, we were all like, oh my God, all these other people. But then Jackie comes through and she follows us
on Instagram.
She does. She got us. Jackie, we love you. Love you. And that's an understatement.
Yeah.
Okay. What's next on our agenda? We're mixing
it up. Oh, we are mixing it up. Alicia made sure to text me that it was a happening. We haven't really planned this since we both lived in Chicago.
But for Gay Pride, I said I was going to get drunk. And I stand by that. And we're going to do it. If you can't already tell, I'm very excited. This is
cheers.
Me still sober.
Cheers through the cheers. Zoom.
I actually knocked the mic. I hope everyone heard it.
We are drinking different drinks, but we are both drinking vodka.
Vodka. Yeah, I actually remember when I talked about those ice things. I'm actually mixing it with vodka. It's not bad. It's not bad. I'm living out my high school years again. All right. This is what I did in high school. Please don't drink if you're underage. So, previously, on Vanderpump Rules. Ariana is working at Sir.
Woo.
And not only that, but she's working with our friend Tom Sandoval, which makes Kristen super jealous, which makes people spread rumors. You see, like, the line.
Look Wait, at this. Pause.
Did you ever watch the trailer for She's the Man where it's like Duke loves, you know, Olivia, who's in love with Sebastian, who's really Viola? That's what I felt like, just like.
Oh my god, I love that movie though.
What else is happening? Jack's got Sassy's name tattooed on his arm, which the worst. Kristen is super broken up about Tom cheating on her. Lisa's not happy that this is affecting her restaurant. Jack's found a lump in his chest, and he's convinced himself it's cancer. And Stassi is convinced it's nothing, so she gives him tough love, and that is all. All right, let's get into this. I'm so excited, especially, I told Meredith this on the pre-show, I've been watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, so now seeing Lisa's house is like twice as exciting for me.
That's true. So,
and that's where we open up. We're at Lisa's house. Sheena's doing backflips, even though her ankle is supposedly injured.
I'm sorry, it's called a back walkover.
Oh my god, I literally don't care. Okay. Sheena, I'm trying to stand up for you, girl, and you keep fucking it up.
I love how Katie just subtly is like, isn't it gonna be bad for your ankle?
Is your ankle okay? And she's like swinging on the tree swing.
So
fun. Jeremy's here. It was hard for him to find directions. He's really struggling, but he made it. Peter and Tom Sandoval show up, and that's when Lisa walks out and tells him we're working on the gay pride parade float. And I think someone yells, "Let's go gays," because I wrote that down. And I don't think I wrote that down unless someone said it. Unless, like, I really do support the gays. But my God.
100%. But Lisa tells us that they are the responsible ones. They can be trusted.
These ones.
With the float.
There's no Stassi, Kristen, or Jax. So please note that none of the troublemakers
Who are
here.
The responsible ones and who are not the responsible ones?
Guess who else is here? Kevin Lee. Shishi.
Yes.
Fabulous. I love it.
I think this is the first time we're really introduced to Kevin Lee, correct?
No, he did last year's Gay Pride Parade.
Did he? I couldn't remember.
Yes, he did.
Well, we love him.
We love him. Okay.
He's quite the character.
Yeah, they're working on they're like coming up with ideas for Gay Pride. Lisa suggests that Sheena sings her song. Which we all hate.
Wow. But I mean, Sheena tells us she is huge in the gay community. So this is just the perfect fit.
But I think Tom lets us know that she performed in a gay club in Chicago one time. Which, like, how did we miss this, Meredith? Fucking come on.
I don't. I mean, we weren't in Chicago at the time.
We weren't legal. We were.
That too.
We were underage.
But,
fuck.
Wow. I mean, if I perform once at a gay club, it means I'm huge in the gay community.
All the gays love you.
Which means I can perform at LA Pride.
Yeah, 100%. That's the stat. I love it. But not only is Sheena, it gets worse. Sheena's not going to just perform her song. Everyone's going to be wearing fairy wings. Kevin Lee wants the wings.
He walks out with like 8 of those things over him. God.
None of the boys, all their faces are just like, fuck, Kevin Lee, are you fucking serious? Tom Sandoval doesn't even want to do it. And this dude like strains his hair and puts on more makeup than I do.
Lisa's shocked because Sandoval loves to dress up. So like, this should be his thing.
Jeremy though is so cute. He goes, this is going to be sick. And Tom Sandoval's like, dude, shut the fuck up. And I was like, no, man, Jeremy's just trying to make a living for his son, okay?
I know. Jeremy's like, this is going to be fun. We're going to be on a float. And Tom's like, I don't want to wear the damn wings. Jeremy,
we're
shut
wings,
up.
You guys. He's so cute. Okay. But yeah, so Sheena has to try on the wings because she has to be sure she can booty pop.
Oh, yeah. The girls are a little smaller. They're just like the upper back. The guys are like full on Victoria's Secret.
I just love that she's like, Lisa, look, I can still booty pop in these. And Lisa's like,
booty popping. Ew. What the fuck?
I think Lisa thinks, because she goes, where I come from, booty popping sounds like farting. So Sheena can fart in her wings. Everyone praise God.
Thank the Lord.
So now we're bike riding with the boys. It's Jax and the Toms, and Jax has his shirt on.
Which is, wow.
Because his lump, probably. Tom Sandoval, though, says he never believed that Jax had cancer because he lies so much.
Which?
The only person that believed Jax had cancer was Jax.
Yes. And Lisa did a good job playing along.
Yes. She pretended that Jax
had cancer. But we do find out it's just a cyst and it's swollen, which is why Jax has his shirt on.
And Jax isn't letting this stop him. He is out on the market flirting with the ladies.
But we still, don't worry, it's not letting it stop him with the ladies, but also with the references to cancer. We still get like seven cancer references, how he is alive and okay.
Life's too short. He almost had cancer. So now his whole life has changed.
I know. I just like basically jumped the gun and freaked out for no reason.
Yeah.
So... I'm alive.
He's done dating Stassi. He's putting all his energy into dating the whole entire Los Angeles area. Thank you for your service, Jax Taylor. We love it. I'm sorry. What do you think? Okay, if someone
thank you to the women who did some service projects and made out with Jax
Taylor. Made out with Jax. Okay, this is like a long shot, but if anyone listening to this podcast has ever hooked up with Jax Taylor, please contact us immediately.
Oh.
If he hooked up with the whole Los Angeles area, like he's saying, which probably isn't true, but you know, let's just take Jax at his word because he's not a liar. Let's just say for one moment. There has to be someone from Los Angeles listening to this podcast.
I'm going to ask my cousin if he knows somebody.
Oh my God, please.
My cousin would run in some similar circles.
Yes, please. Okay. So now we get Sandoval. He is going to, he tells the boys about gay pride. Tom Schwartz has never been so happy that he doesn't work at CIR. So happy he didn't get that job.
Oh, yes. Because he spills the deets on both the wings and Sheena's singing.
The worst part is Sheena's singing. Like, Jax could not be less excited about it.
I know.
I think Jax, he'd rather have cancer, honestly.
Well, Jax, like, I feel like can be convinced through the wings. Like, that is temporary, but you will never get the memory of Sheena singing out of
48 times. Oh, my God, this bitch. So, but we get Sandoval doing a nice impression of Sheena. It was great. It was absolutely hilarious.
It was spot on. I like that they gave us the flashback of Sheena actually dancing for comparison. Oh,
so good. So good. Tom Sandoval is amazing. We've all said it. It happens. Okay. Now we're at CIR. There is a staff meeting. Ariana is here because she's now part of the staff. We're so excited. Lisa starts out the meeting. We welcome Ariana to CIR. Everyone is so happy, including Kristen, who's like pretending to be happy, but you know, she's trying.
Has a giant smile on her face. Like, I'm here.
Love Ariana. We love Ariana. Kristen reminds us that the rumors about Tom and Ariana, and Tom has told Kristen that they're bullshit, and she's trying to believe him, and that's what her fake ass smile is saying.
Trying hard there.
Gay pride. There better not be any nonsense.
Not like last year. No drinking.
So inappropriate.
No drinking and no screaming at each other, basically.
Stop dating each other. There'll be no problems. My gosh.
Well, the drinking part probably would still continue, but I mean.
Yeah, of course.
Who are we to judge?
Lisa needs to find someone to stay back and not be on the float because CIR is still going to be open, even though no one will probably be there. Just it's like an open.
Yeah, but it's between the lag time of like the parade actually ending and the real staff coming back, you got to have a few people holding down the fort.
Yes. And this is, Lisa knows who she wants to stay back, right? So Jax volunteers. And Lisa's like, nah, bitch, you're on the float. Sorry.
We need the guys.
We need all the men in their wings shirtless because it's gay pride. Come on, Jax.
Yes.
So now we're sitting there like, she needs a girl volunteer. She knows who she wants.
She's looking around. Nobody's volunteering.
Lisa goes, someone should volunteer or I'll pick the last girl who was in trouble. And Kristen goes, well, that's me anyway, so I'll volunteer. I'll do it. And Lisa's like, great, you'll volunteer. Oh, my God.
Thank you. The best way is she's like, I told you I wasn't going to start trouble, so I will just volunteer. I'm not going to start any trouble because I'm volunteering over here.
Oh, I even wrote down what you said. If it's me, Lisa, I'm listening now. I'll put my hand up in the air. Just fucking put it in the air, Kristen. Of course she wants you to stay back.
I need to tell you that I'm being a good girl over here and I'm putting my hand up. I'm taking one for the team. It's like, just take one for the team. The minute you say I'm volunteering
and I'm taking one for the team,
I'm a good person, it negates everything you just said. It's like my dad always.
Ariana.
It's the minute you call out what you're doing, it negates it all. My dad always goes, I'm not going to say, I don't mean this to be mean. And I'm like, proceed it with a mean comment right here.
Yeah, that's when people say, no offense, but, and you're just like, God, I'm going to be offended.
Here's the offensive comment.
Okay, so Lisa now tells them about the angel wings, and Jax looks at her and goes, we need to have a discussion about this. And wait, okay, I wrote down this whole thing because it is so effing funny.
Oh,
are you ready?
Yes.
This is so funny. Okay, so Jax goes, we need to have a discussion about this. And Christine Kelly, the savage that she is, goes, I know why you don't want to wear the wings. You probably don't want to show off your new ink. And just her face.
I like
was
the subtlety of
bitch.
It, though. She doesn't call it all out.
Oh, no.
She very subtle. She does not calling out the specific Stassi tattoo. She knows it's going to come out the right way.
Yeah. She also, the way she said it, like her face, is what I think I look like when I'm like you know, winning a bitch argument. Like this
what
was
I,
my
what I want
my
face to look like.
Yeah,
my face isn't
sure
looking
look,
like that.
I'm sure I look crazy, but this is why like she perfectly was like, you probably don't want to show off your new ink.
But here's the thing is I love a person who can be a bitch with the a slight tone, but if you ever like quote the word she's saying, it's actually not bitchy, but she's just got the perfect little like, here's I'm gonna put this little thing out there. And I know exactly what's going
to
happen.
I have to be honest. I am a super bitch. I've toned it down a lot because I don't really have anything to fight about in my adult life. But in high school, this was me.
Really? I feel like I've gone off the rails with it because my friends are my friends. They can't turn back now.
No. I precisely chose my words so that even if someone came after me for being a bitch, I'd be like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I didn't say any of that.
Yep. Where they read into it, but if other people like quote it or you tell the story back, you can easily deny it. That's the goal.
Yeah. So then Jax is, because now Lisa's like, what's your new tattoo? Let's see it. And in the background, a slight little Peter comment comes in and goes, instigator.
I didn't hear that. Oh my God. Love it.
Oh my God. I watched this like 5 times. It's my favorite scene. I fucking loved it. So Jax shows Lisa the fish, the koi fish.
Yes.
Tattoo.
And she's like, why would you be embarrassed about that?
Yeah. He goes, you can't even be mad. Max has a tattoo like this. And Lisa's like, yeah, no, what's wrong with this tattoo? And Christina Kelly goes, what about underneath your arm?
And Lisa's Jax like, is just, lift your arm.
Jax is like, fuck you, bitch. But we all know Christina hates Jax, so this is even funnier.
Oh, yeah.
So Jack shows his arm. It clearly says Stassi. Stassi loves it. A fight breaks out.
Well, Lisa says, does that say, I think that says Lisa.
It's so hard to like de-escalate. But then a fight breaks out because everyone's like, Stassi, you love this. And Stassi's like, I didn't tell him to do that. Right. So people start arguing.
They're like, you're together with him.
Yeah. I like couldn't pick up what people were saying. But then Jax looks at Tom Sandoval and goes, you would never get Kristen's name tattooed on you. And you've been dating for 5 years. And Tom goes, yeah.
like duh, I'm not a fucking idiot. But of course, that if when Kristen hears that, it's like, what? You never get my name tattooed on?
Yeah. And then Jack subtly goes, I got Stassi's name tattooed and we aren't even together. And it's like, it goes to Christina Kelly. That's just like, her face is like, what?
Why are you bragging about this?
Excuse me? And then, so Lisa then in her interview goes, gay pride better go smoothly. Foreshadow.
That's what we in the business called foreshadowing.
Okay, so now we're back at Lisa's house. We're working on the float. Kevin Lee's here. She. That's my favorite because, sorry, I just watched the Beverly Hills episode where he did Pandora's wedding. And he's like, million man. Dollar wedding, she. And Lisa's like, no. Okay, so the whole float is going to be completely white. And her little devils are going to be angels for the day, a.k.a. the Sir Staff. Stassi loves the theme because you're taking the horniest, drunkest, craziest group of kids, slapping some angel wings on them.
Yeah.
And we're hoping they behave for the day.
I feel like this is probably a fun day for the girls. Like, you kind of get a dress up and something fun. Like, parades are fun.
Yeah. Ken is gonna, he has an outfit for Stassi. It's like an old fashioned, what they call floozy outfit. My mom uses the word floozy all the time. And I'm
always does she?
Like, oh my God, she's always, we'd be like watching TV and she'd be like, oh my God, that girl is such a floozy. And I'd be always be like, what? That's honestly, that's a classy word. I'm called floozy over agree. Slut. Hell yeah. Yeah. Whatever.
But Stassi reminds us she's a modern floozy. Not an old floozy.
Nah, none of that shit. So Lisa asks the girls, and it's just Katie and Stassi, really, about Ariana. And Stassi says that Tom gets close to girls as friends, and Kristen gets weirded out because she doesn't, like, know Ariana really well. But, like, yes. Tom does. Peter is in, by the way, so they're having this girl conversation, and you just see Peter, like, kind of peeping out from the, on the camera lens, like,
he's, like,
listening.
Stapling the fabric, and then yeah, he's like, well.
Hello, I'm Peter.
Well, he says that, or Katie says there was an issue 3 years ago, and Peter lets us know, like, there's a rumor, but nobody really knows what happened.
There's no proof.
But it's just like a giant, I feel like, circle. Like, people say something happened, but there's no real, like, description or nothing that really sticks. This rumor just keeps recycling.
Because, so, years ago, when Tom and Ariana worked with Villa Blanca, Tom was texting Ariana, and Kristen went through his phone, because that's what Kristen does, and asked people at Villa Blanca to spy on them. And no one found anything out. So now Peter's like, what's the issue? Peter's a dude. Like, I see both sides to this. I see Tom's side. I see Kristen's side. I get it. Okay. Back in the day, I don't want my boyfriend being friends with any girls. Now I'm very secure in myself. And if you cheat, I'm just going to dump your ass kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I get it.
Yeah. But after 3 years of the same rumor kind of being recycled, I feel like you'd be like, oh, we've been here before. There's no concrete
evidence.
There's nothing concrete about this rumor. That's why I feel like Tom's in the, like, more in the right. Like, Kristen just needs to calm the fuck down.
And of course, Peter Boy is like, what's the issue? I don't understand. And Katie says, the rumors are, like, super dicey, so no one can really believe them. And it was a long time ago. So, like, let's fucking move on.
Nobody knows. Yeah.
And now it's over. We're going to move the float out of the driveway, which is where we break the pavement. This is LA pavement. Oh, it shits like gold. It's awesome.
It's Beverly Hills pavement.
Oh, yeah. And Lisa fucking left. So Ken and Kevin Lee.
I love that move. Out. I'm going to go have some tea.
I'm just going to leave.
Figure this out.
Kevin Lee was not happy, but he's getting paid. So whatever. True. So now we go to the recording studio. We have Sheena with the composer named Mike and Creepy Russell, the producer, who we've seen before, who I hate. Like, literal chills when I see him.
I love this. Of course, we know Sheena's performing, so now she's got to, you know, like, review some tracks for her next single.
He needs a whole new single. And this is where we find out all of her talent. It's fucking natural. She's never had vocal or musical training, but she was a cheerleader,
you
which is
wouldn't say she's oh never God, had never. Vocal training. Whoa, no. I'm blown away over here.
She was a cheerleader, if you can believe it. But, like, that's basically the same thing as a pop star, because you're just trying to make sure that every single person in the audience is engaged at all times.
Okay. So, I mean, if you're like in Glee, yeah, it's the same thing.
So my sister, who's a college cheerleader at Illinois State, is basically the same as Britney Spears. Okay? They're like doing the same thing.
The only difference is the amount of money they're making.
Sheena, according to Sheena, my sister is broke. So that's what that means.
But she can command an audience.
She knows what she's doing. And so they're giving her some tracks, but Chyna needs a track she can booty pop to. Mike.
Yeah.
Fucking deliver the song. Come on. And Chyna's gonna booty pop because she loves being the center of attention. Chyna doesn't care if she annoys you or if her song's in your head because you're still singing it. That's a true fucking star.
That is honestly true.
She doesn't care about the message. She doesn't care if the song's good. Do you fucking remember her?
She doesn't care if she can sing it. She just
this
wants
reminded
to fucking
me,
annoy you.
This reminded me of Rebecca Black with Friday. Like, that song has never left my head. I don't know what the fuck Rebecca Black is doing these days.
Oh, my God. She came out with a second song.
She has another song.
Actually, I'm sure she came out with more, but
I'm sure she has tons of songs.
There was there was a kind of a popular one again, and I was shocked to hear it was her.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. But she actually was on Tosh.0 recently, which I think might have brought this
that
to me.
Show.
Because
love
he was the
randomly watching that.
He was the original person that made fun of her. Like, he was the first person that's like, this is the worst song in the entire world. And now he brought her back and was like, hi, are you okay? You're kind of hot now. And I was ooh, I hate it. Good times. Yay, Chyna. The world's original Rebecca Black. Actually, True. She might have been after Rebecca Black.
She was after. Rebecca Black came out when we were sophomores, juniors.
Rebecca Black walked so that Chyna could run.
Love it.
Okay, so now we're out to drink with the boys. We got Peter and Jax and these two randos named Ben and Dave. Hello, Ben and Dave. Welcome to
I love drink. That Jax, explains, got my really two good friends, Ben and Dave. You know, I talk to them a lot more now that I'm single and can, go out with them.
Yeah, Ben and Dave are apparently very single, so.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, so you basically found your two single friends that can wingman you and probably, not probably, they aren't as hot as you, so, you'll get all the girls.
He just dials. He's like, hey, guys, I know it's been 2 years, but Stassi and I broke up, so I guess we can be friends again.
Isn't it funny how you have kind of convenient friends? This is one of them where you're like, I have to start texting them a little bit, and then after, a week of texting, you're like, what are you doing on Friday?
They go out all the time. My two other, the Toms, they're in fucking relationships. I can't hang out with them. And Peter, we just can't go out with Peter. We need Ben and Dave.
No, Peter can pull some girls. So we got to find less attractive people.
They bring some girls to the table. Ben originally, they have a whole plan. Ben goes over and then Jax will come over in a few minutes. And then Peter and Dave will slowly make their way. But the girls do end up coming over. So they do match. Yeah.
It is a good strategy. I think if two guys are just hanging out alone, they're kind of creepy.
Yeah.
You got to have a group.
Yeah. And then it's a group of girls.
Yep.
You can't just be two girls. It's got to be three or more. And then they mesh. These girls are actually ballet dancers. So Jax can add another, notch to his belt because he's already had relations with waitresses, porn stars, and celebrities. So this is a new thing for him.
The sex
is obviously going to be crazy different.
Obviously. <Can't wait.
laughs> And they teach Jack some ballet moves, which he sucks at as a former dancer. God awful.
He is good at playing the game though. He has some pretty good game.
He's a good flirter. He's not bad. Also, the cameras that Bravo's providing probably
bring some attention. It helps.
My ass would have been hey boys.
Yes, but he does tell us part of his game is that he's heard some terrible one-liners and he never wants to be that guy, which I'm sure most bartenders are a little bit better and less creepy.
Yeah. Well, my thought is Ben goes over, right? And he's like, hey, girls. He starts the genuine conversation. And then Jax comes through and he's like, hey, Ben, how are you? Oh my gosh, who are these lovely ladies with you?
Yeah.
And it's not just this,
Ben's already broken the ice. Jax probably sucks at going up to
breaking,
a girl cold.
But once he gets started, he's in it.
He can't do the cold call type.
Yeah. He would originally, without Ben and Dave, he would be the dude that says, did it hurt when you fell from heaven? He'd be that guy. But now, now that he's got Ben and Dave, he's
I'm about to be an angel on Saturday. You're an angel, though.
This show's so much better when we drink alcohol. Okay, so I love Jax, though. So he gets really into this one ballerina, right? And he goes, tell me about your life. I just got out of a relationship, but not going there. And this girl's like, okay. And just talks about her life because now Jack seems vulnerable. So now she's like, oh my God, I can relate to this guy. He's not just some random. He's like genuinely vulnerable. Ooh.
I can't believe he didn't say, I just had a cancer scare. I don't want to go there. Tell me about your life.
God, that would have been so good. He really missed Meredith. You got game.
Listen, there are a few things. Man, I keep forgetting to tell people I love them more than vodka. Dang it. I had the perfect opportunity to say it this week. Dang it.
God, Jax is so romantic.
Okay, next week at volleyball is my time to shine.
Okay, so Jackson's ballerina really hit it off. He asks her to dinner, and he grabs her and starts kissing her.
He goes, I gotta kiss you. Which I think that actually is a pretty slick move.
It's better than, can I kiss you?
Listen, no. I get consent, but at some time, like... It's weird to ask.
Side note, have you ever seen...
It's weird to, like, I don't want you to, like, straight up ask me. In my opinion, you can just turn your cheek if you don't want them to kiss you.
Yeah, 100%. Have you ever seen the movie Good Boys? It was, like, produced and written by Seth Rogen.
No.
Like, starred, like, these younger boys. Okay, so these boys are basically in eighth grade, and the premise is they're going to their first kissing party. And there's a whole scene where they're practicing how to ask a girl if they can kiss them. And the dude, like, one guy just starts, like, I'm going to kiss you. And the other, another little boy is like, no, you need to ask for consent. And this little guy goes, may I kiss you? It was so cute, but also as like a grown woman in a public place, it's fine. Please. It's fine. You can just make a move. Just make
it. I know. For me, there's signals. There's going to be some signals.
If I like bring you home, I'm probably maybe consenting to making out. You know, you can ask for the rest. But like, if we're in a public place.
If I'm within
place,
like 3 inches of you, it means we're going to kiss.
Just fucking kiss. Jesus Christ. Peter also got a blonde ballerina.
So yeah, it was her friend because Jax was like, hey, let's go find your friend. And then they were like, I'm like, oh my God, you guys, wow, crushed it that night.
And they were so getting it on the street. Jax was making out. Peter and his girl were groping. We're so proud of you boys. Huzzah.
Huzzah.
On to the gay pride. So now that we got over the straight guys, let's get to the gay guys. We're at gay pride. Jeremy looks fantastic. No dad bod for him. He is.
Oh my God.
Angel wing. Peter and Jeremy are the two hottest on the show.
I was about to say, Jeremy's your number two.
Yeah, Peter's number one. So we find out Sheena, she has a CD for her song that she's going to sing. The CD has her song 44 times and then it's on a loop.
Which, so it can't be like the full song, right? It just has to be like the main part.
I like don't know. No, the verses. Does Sheena's songs have verses? Yeah, her concert one did.
I mean, not like a 3-minute song. It's probably like
Can You Freak Bitch?
A minute 50.
Can You Freak Bitch had some lyrics. Okay, it's a jam.
Oh, it's a banger.
Banger. So yeah. So we don't know, but Stassi looks hot. Let's really quick go to Stassi. She
looks love this sexy outfit.
Ken really knows women's clothes.
Yeah, Ken can pick out an outfit.
This dude can shop for me. He is so good.
There were enough layers. She gets a fun hat. Like there was.
Lisa's jealous. That's how good it is. Tom is kind of glad Kristen's not on the float because this bitch is a ticking time bomb, and Tom's just trying to keep his distance from Ariana to like.
Yeah, it's very interesting to see within the last three episodes of how Kristen has like escalated with this rumor.
She's getting more and more disheveled. This girl looks a mess.
Yes.
Just a mess. Jax is very upset about wearing his wings, but Peter looks fucking fantastic in all caps. I wrote, huzzah, Peter. And he just got laid, so he's got that sex glow, you know?
Okay.
So Sheena's practicing her dance, right? With like, so there's two, there's like a bunch of girls, right?
Yes.
There's like Stassi, Christina Kelly, Danny, and then there's like Sheena, Ariana, and like the B characters that no one knows. So it's clearly divided, and Christina Kelly calls over this girl Tyranny. Yeah, Tyranny.
It was like,
we've seen her before. She means nothing. And she's like, do you want to be with group A or group B? And Tyranny's like, they just asked me to dance.
Yeah, she's like, I'm a dancer. They told me they needed dancers.
Yeah, I might get scouted today. So I was going to dance behind Sheena. I don't know. And Christina Kelly is basically like, fine, you can go hang with the losers. And
go be with group B. I was like, okay, this is, I mean, I don't understand why there needs to be two sides.
I don't understand why there needs to be two sides. I don't know why Christina Kelly and Danny are, like, doing anything.
This is dumb, mean girl shit.
Poor Tyranny was just asked to dance. She was like, yeah, okay, I like to dance. Like, that was it. Like no, please don't hurt Tyranny.
I just wanted to dance.
Just dancing. Okay, so the boys are trying to chug down some beers.
I feel that.
Yeah. Jax lets us know that he is from the suburban Midwest, which we relate to.
Midwest vibe.
Yeah, and he didn't know about gays until he left Michigan, which is great. Expand your knowledge, Jax. Keep doing you. And he loves the gays. Let them get married and be miserable like straight people. Well,
you know what? Right.
Enjoy your life.
It's shocking because his parents are married still. Yes. Like, if he had divorced parents or, like...
Maybe you have a bad taste in your mouth about marriage, but...
But then, like, I feel like Lisa and Ken are influential people. Their marriage is great. I mean, sure, if that's... As long as you're pro-gay marriage, like, equality, whatever you want, then...
He doesn't have to make the dig at the straight people, okay? They're not all miserable. Jesus. Okay.
What, you're married?
But honestly, that's kind of me. So I get it. You know. So Lisa catches them drinking beers. She's pissed. Peter, you're a manager, for God's sake.
You really shouldn't be doing this.
Damn it, Peter.
He like is smiling, but like trying to get that.
Sorry, Lisa. So then they go to the float. Peter's helping Stassi on the float. I wish we could have seen when they dated. I'm very interested in this relationship that
too.
Was one day. Because there seems to be no sexual attraction now. Like, I get nothing.
They're in a good place. But I feel like he's very respectful that he can be friends. He's the type who can be friends after dating somebody.
I think these are the exes that ended things and they were like, we're truly better off as friends. Let's never hook up again.
Yes.
Like, truly. So Danny's super annoying because they're all on the float and Danny's like, we're group A and Nance group B. And it's like,
Danny got recruited up, to be in group A and like thinks she's cool now.
Danny's the lowest person on this group A totem pole.
If like Kristen
it's like
was there,
Stassi, Katie, Christina Kelly.
Yep. If everyone Kristen was Tyranny, there, Danny would be in group B.
Yeah. Danny would have been kicked out a long time ago. Sheena actually feels better about her group. She doesn't even know she's group B, but she feels better about group B because she's just around people that like aren't going to fight with her.
Yeah, but like she identifies that there are two groups. It's just like last year. It's them and it's us. She just doesn't have the A, B naming.
You know what I thought about at this point? Sheena's like, I'm really comfortable about my group. We're having fun. We're having fun.
We're having fun.
We're having fun.
But she does notice Stassi is taller than her, and that's just not going to work.
Oh, like, it's so annoying.
Should I stand on this? Should I stand on the speaker?
There but, is you know, one it, person singing, and it's not Stassi.
It's going to be fine. I have the mic and the boom box. So, like, I'm cooler. All attention will be on me. Even though it's a recording I'm singing over, they'll look at me.
So at this point, I'm thinking like, I don't know what group I'd rather be on. But then drama happens in group A that I think would have pushed me to group
over
B.
Over in the champagne Jax, glass, it starts to bubbling. Was that a good one?
Yeah, that was good. So
Jax, I'm on a roll tonight.
we're really good. We should drink every time. Jack starts talking about his date that he had with Peter. Remember, drunk Drunk straight guys getting ballerinas.
Stassi's like not looking at them, so but he knows her ear is right next to him. And he's like,
they are right next to each other. They are just facing different directions.
Yep. It's so, like, oh yeah, great night the other night. It was super fun. Yeah, kiss that girl.
This ballerina. Peter and I went
such
out.
A great night.
And Stassi, the crazy bitch she is, turns and she's like, this is so effing disrespectful. Yep. Oh my God. She's talking to Katie about it because she can hear the whole damn thing. And Katie's like, I heard the girl was 21, which we can trace back because Jax probably told Tom Schwartz, who told Katie, who's now telling Stassi.
And however, Jax did not tell Stassi that. So she's like,
because 21? Jax did tell her. Jax told her about the ballerina, but not the age.
Like, I didn't know that. And Katie's like, I didn't know you didn't know.
Because you and Jax talk all the time, so I like just kind of assume.
So of course, Stassi turns around and is like, "You're so disgusting."
Oh my
god! So disgusting. This respect thing. And I know she kept being so I was like, "This literally is last year." So disgusting. Oh,
and if you look very closely, you can see a young Peter chugging out of a red Solo cup while all this is happening because he just knows he's gonna need it.
Oh, that my eyes alcohol never in there. Wow, hiding the alcohol better than just the random beer bottle in his hand.
That's what you need. You need a distraction as a manager so then you can drink without getting, no one will put the cameras caught you, Peter, I gotcha.
But Stassi, meanwhile, is screaming at Jax about he's disgusting. He needs to go to Team B. Get over there. Oh, we don't want you here.
And what could be worse? Honestly, I don't know what could be worse than listening to this, but then Sheena's song starts on the loop and it's the girl I wanna be.
That's while Stassi is screaming, I'm so mad at you. You talk to my fucking family, my
girl brother.
You told them you were gonna work for a year to get me back. The girl I wanna be.
But I like, and it's not me.
Meanwhile, Lisa is just staring daggers at them like, you're yelling on my float. We haven't even gotten past the start of the parade. We haven't even started the parade.
She's in the middle of group A and group B with Jeremy holding an umbrella over her. Like, these two are like, so far gone from the
drama.
But
then it's like, this song is so loud. They're screaming. I think her screaming, A, would make it 20 times worse. And B, they wouldn't even hear her.
Oh my God, I know. In a way, Stassi is right. Correct? Like, just don't talk about who you hook up with in front of your ex, just like out of respect.
While on a float during gay parade, especially.
Yeah, you can't run away. You're locked in a room together, basically. Okay. At the same time, this just escalated to no other. Christina Kelly is fucking going in on Jax because I get it though. Do you ever have those people you hate so much that everything they do, you're just like, any chance, you're just
and
go
especially
in.
When you get like a real reason to yell at them, you're like, oh, I'm going full throttle.
Christina Kelly's like, thank God I don't have to start drama by telling him about his ink. Like, we're just gonna go for it.
I can rage at him and I actually kind of have a reason right now.
Yeah. So Tom Sandoval actually goes to Team B, even though he's trying to keep a distance from Ariana at this point. He's like, I don't even care anymore. Jax, you know, this is just hearing Jax and Stassi fight. And then
they're just screaming.
I actually wrote down who was on Team B at this point, and it was Jeremy, Tom, Peter made his way over there.
Peter stands in stage left.
Ariana, Sheena, our queen, Tina, and Tierney. So Tierney really made the right decision, I think, in all.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah. So as the song is going, and as the float is moving, and as Stassi is in the champagne glass, she's waving to the crowd yelling, yes, I'm impaling myself because I hate this song. But we can't hear it because Sheena's voice is just piercing.
Love this because Stassi says like this is her worst nightmare. You have Jax on one side bragging about banging a 21-year-old while Sheena is also singing this god-awful song. I mean, that would be me at the top of that.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm impaling myself. Right now. I hate the world because they can't hear you.
And then what else can make this worse? There are gay haters. The haters are there. And so what do? We just give them
flip
the finger. That was the one time that the surf float all work is one.
was silent screaming the same thing.
Yeah, we were all on the same team at some point, and it was because of the haters.
You know what? I think we've learned, no matter your differences, something can bring you together.
Yeah. Fuck you, gay haters.
Hell fuck you, gay haters. We're flipping you the bird.
Now it's after after the parade. We're back at Sir. And it is a party. It's it seems pumping. Like Oof. If you were working at Sir before, you have to keep working. But if you were on the float, this is just a giant ass party. You know,
you're just collect there to be there.
Credit cards.
Yeah.
Oh, you want a drink? Like, someone get this girl a drink. And you're like, give me a tip. Woohoo.
You're like a brand ambassador at that point.
Tina and Ariana are fucking jamming. These girls are getting the party started. Fuck yeah. It is so packed. There's no COVID scare here. Everyone.
No. Does this stress you out sometimes when you see stuff like that?
I'll watch and be like, this is the before time.
This was the day. It'll never be like this again.
Jax, though, is dressed like the most straight man ever in a flannel shirt.
But the buttons are down. You can still see the Sir tattooed on his chest.
But fucking come on, Jax.
I know.
I'm
shocked he got away with that because it wasn't the Sir outfit.
Yeah, it was like a blue flannel.
It was like blue and orange. Yellow.
Yeah, yeah. It was kind of weird.
I was like, come on, just put on a black button-up.
Yeah, it's very bit. So gay pride, as we've all been to bars, ideally, unless you're under 21, please don't go. We all know it when the bar is popping and no one's eating, okay? You're not going to be that lone person eating.
Yeah, but you're also like, you're spending your money right in a way. You're strategizing. Why am I going to eat and it'll take longer for me to get drunk?
Yeah, I'll just get McDonald's later for $3. I'm gonna spend $7 on goat ball cheese, whatever it is. Goat cheese balls.
Ooh.
Damn, sounds so good. Anyway, so the bartenders are super busy, but Katie and Sassy literally have nothing to do. So they're just sitting around. Ariana and Peter, though, killing it. This is the dream team, I think.
Oh,
can we get these two dating? What are they doing? They're working so well together. I never thought about that.
They'd be so chill.
They would never even look at you. They'd be so cool.
Oh, man. Wow.
Someone ship it. So, Kristen, you know, she's still freaking all these rumors. She's going to confront Ariana. We're going to do it. Hell yeah. She can't ignore these rumors.
She found a text last night that makes her question the rumors. Oh, and Katie and Stassi are talking her through it. Like, just go talk to Ariana. See what she
if
has
anything,
to say.
It'll end the rumors. You know, like, it'll stop it.
Yes. So, after 3 years, we can finally put this to rest.
The text that we're concerned about is Ariana saying, I just want to be at Coachella again. And Tom responding, yeah, me too. Ariana then says, we'll just have our own in my yard with a boombox. And I don't know if this is flirty or if this is just weird.
I'm just saying, texts are, any written communication is very hard to read a tone.
Yes.
Especially if you were not the ones to send it. Yes. But, I
Why
mean, unless we're
going
to just like assume that this Coachella and a boombox on the yard means something else. There's nothing here, in my opinion. That
I
means
don't even know.
They both were at Coachella the year prior, which Kristen would have known.
Kristen would have been there, wouldn't she?
I would
you
assume.
Send her dude to Coachella without her?
If she's not pissed about them being at Coachella together last year, then what are we pissed about here?
Yeah, honestly.
What are we pissed about? That they want to put a boombox in a yard and listen to some music?
Yeah. Kristen's so nervous. She's very nervous. She doesn't think she's going to get anything out of Ariana. And Stassi agrees but says, like, put your foot down and demand some answers. So will Kristen hold her own? Let's find out. She goes over to talk to Ariana. I have the whole conversation because it was so fucking
beautiful.
Stupid. Kristen says, be straight. Have you ever hooked up with my boyfriend? Ariana says no. Kristen then asks, I'm being honest. Like, together or on a break, do you ever hook up with him? Ariana
says, this is a
good
question. I think this is the perfect question to ask. Like, I just want to know, ever.
Ariana says no. Kristen then says, like, have you ever hooked up with him? Like, kissed him or fucked him? And Ariana says no. And Kristen says, for sure, no. Like, 100% no. And Ariana goes, 100% no. And then Kristen goes, love that, rock and roll. I can't. I like, laughed out loud.
Ariana keeps it cool. She just always just says no.
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 Yeah, she didn't say it as bitchy as I'm saying it. She was like, no, no. Like, she's genuinely, like, no,
no. You know, like, so, it was it, like, she was giving her, like, a tone of, like, no, of course, no.
But the worst part is Kristen thinks Ariana's being very dismissive. And no, she's but very chill she says and convincing.
It's weird because she isn't defensive.
Oh, yeah, she's not defensive. She should be defensive, which I think like the opposite.
That tone, she just, like, was too easy.
She's too chill and
he
convincing.
Answered it too chill, like she just knew she was too convincing.
Okay,
I'm like, here's okay, my honey, thing. You have problems.
if you get super defensive, there's probably an underlying issue.
Yes,
but if you don't get defensive, I'm more inclined to believe you.
I agree.
So this to me, this is like believe Ariana. You know.
Also, remember this is coupled with the text about them just putting a boombox in the yard.
Because yeah. Kristen goes. But it's like I went through his phone. And Ariana's like,
okay.
Like literally.
I can't imagine. Like I'm thinking about like a guy who's solely just a friend, like super chill, like never even like would even flirty text him. And I'm like, it's basically like they're my brother. And I'm like,
okay.
Okay, so you have some texts. What? Tell me then.
Ariana knows that Kristen's a fucking psychopath.
Oh, yeah.
She probably knows Kristen goes through her phone or through his phone.
I wonder if she's like.
Ariana's not shocked.
So I think she's probably anticipating that she's going to go through her phone. Not that she would hold herself back by any means, but she's like, I know in my mind I've done nothing.
Yes. So then Ariana is like, yeah, okay. We're friends, you know, we communicate via text message. And Kristen says, the text made me feel uncomfortable because it's like 2 a.m. and you're like, are you mad at me? That's weird. The are you mad at me is kind of weird. Also, though, 2 a.m. is not weird, though, because they're bartenders. So they're obviously.
I agree. Yeah, the time isn't weird to me. The are you mad at me? Is weird to
it's
me, but there
weird.
Was no, we didn't get any like back, like we didn't get any context with that text because
yeah.
Like what if she also skipped out on plans or like,
I was thinking too, like my guy friends, I would never probably ask like, are you mad at me? Because they respond in like a reasonable time. Even if they have girlfriends, like it's fine, you know? But if they start giving me like weird, short one word answers, which I sure is what Tom was doing because Kristen's a psychopath. Then I'd kind of be like, are you okay? I would maybe even say, are you mad at me? But I'd be like,
I'd be like, cool? Is something up? Yeah. What's going on with you? Yeah.
So Ariana,
but that's what I'm saying. I feel like she probably did something or like didn't show up somewhere. And then she was like, okay, so are you mad?
Are you mad?
Yeah. Okay, I don't think we're getting the context on that.
Are you being a girl? Also, Ariana does not seem like a typical girl brain. So she's probably like, are you mad? Like, do we have to deal with
what's going on here?
Yeah. So Ariana straight up thinks that Kristen sucks and she's really reading into these texts too much and that she needs to be on medication, which might not be far off.
Listen, it's not a bad thing to be on medication. I think Kristen probably does need to be medicated a little bit.
But Ariana says like, no, I've never hooked up with Tom. Nothing is happening.
Go talk to him.
Ha ha ha. Kristen then starts to cry. Oh. Because she's insecure in her relationship. They've been together for 5 years. He fucks some chick in Vegas in the shower with no condom on. And Ariana's like, no, yeah, that's bad, dude. 100%.
Like, but also, like, why are you telling me this? You just accused me of sleeping with your boyfriend.
She's being very nice. In her defense, she's being very nice to Kristen. She's like, no, yeah, that's really bad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But in her interview, she's like, I'm not friends with you. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Ariana says that, in her interview, she's like, Tom screwed around with some whore in Vegas, but why is Kristen mad at me? Like, it wasn't me.
This doesn't add up. Yeah.
And Kristen basically bears her whole entire soul and all her insecurities to Ariana. Ariana listens. She thinks, this is her thought, and I kind of agree. Ariana thinks that Kristen started these rumors about Ariana and Tom hooking up years ago because Kristen was jealous of, you know,
said friendship.
Yes. Kristen was very jealous of this. And someone mentioned it to Kristen, like, oh, Tom and Ariana are very good friends. So then Kristen's like, oh my God.
There's her and soul.
These I think rumors
they
have
slept together.
Yeah. Yep. These rumors have come back 2 years later. Now Kristen's just hearing her own thoughts.
Which how crazy.
That'd be awesome though. That'd be hilarious.
That'd be terrible to be that human. Hilarious. I can't imagine every insecure I've ever said coming back. But
yeah, it's bad. And then Kristen, just because she can't help herself, she says, if you did something, I just want you guys to say it. And Ariana looks at her straight in the eye and says, I'm not going to say something I never did. I didn't hook up with your boyfriend. And Kristen says she feels stupid for accusing Ariana, but she can't let it go. And finally, Kristen exits and Ariana has never been so happy in her life.
This is what I don't like. I don't like that like Kristen has conflicting feelings where she's like, I believe her, but I'm not going to let this go.
Yeah, she's like, Tom tells me they didn't hook up. And Ariana has also told me they haven't hooked up. But man, do I still believe they hooked up? Hell yeah.
I have a text about how they want to listen to a boombox in a backyard. So like, I have to believe it.
My God, someone call the police. So, you know, that was kind of separate from Sir. Now we're back in the action of Sir, you know? Whoop, whoop. We see the party, but then we go to the back of Sir, you know? Like all the way to the back.
The good spot.
Jack comes out for his break. He doesn't want to talk to Stassi or Katie because he just got bitched at on a float for like 2 hours while listening to Sheena's song. Yeah, it's been a long day.
He pulled a chair out. He's sitting on his own little island looking at his phone.
Yeah. Stassi and Katie are staying separately. Stassi's smoking a cig. It's chill. But Stassi has to say, you're such a bad person.
But of course, he doesn't react. No. So then Katie.
He does it.
Jax,
you're not paying attention. Jax is so done. He's so over it.
Yeah, but he plays it really chill at first. I'm just on my break. I'm sitting here. Can you just like leave me alone? I'm not even acknowledged. Like I wasn't doing anything to you. Just let me sit here.
Here's my thing though. Stassi's not happy that Jax is not giving a reaction. Because Stassi wants that reaction.
Here's
so
the thing. Stassi
bad.
Already gave the reaction. So I feel like she's just like, all right, I already let down my guard. I'm going full on.
But, like, then we find out Jax texted Stassi that morning, and Stassi has the receipts. They say, I love you. I'm not ready to date. My head is still wrapped around you. I don't know what to say. I go out with all these girls, and all I can think about is you. And Stassi literally says she doesn't respond, which, that might be iffy. But there's something, these people are nuts. They should just fucking move. One of them needs to move out of the state. Oh my God.
I know. They are both moths to a flame with each other. Yeah, oh they can't leave each other, but they want to scream at each other, but they want to do other things with other people, but they don't want the other person to do anything.
And Jax, you kind of think he's done. Like at this point, after being screamed at on a float, he thinks Stassi just says the most vicious things as a defense mechanism. They start arguing, right? In the back of Sir. Poor Max Todd Vanderpump is sitting there on his phone because he's a bus boy at Sir, just watching the whole thing. Stassi doesn't know why she's mad that Jax, you know, is dating other girls because at the end of the day, Jax has her name tattooed on his arm. So
yeah, she's got the best like revenge and she just points, or I don't even know what she said, but she points her arm in her interview. And I was like, that's true. She kind of does have him always on a hook.
Yeah. At the end of the day, Jax takes off his shirt, showers, and sees Stassi's name every night.
Kiss,
Jax. But then we get a nice break from the drama because we find out that Ken he loves gay guys. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Some dudes, and we've all met those dudes, the straight dudes that are all homophobic, like, oh my God, a gay guy might touch me and like try to hook up with me. And one, you're wrong, and two, you suck. But
Ken welcomes
not
them.
Like that.
No.
Ken loves
comfortable.
He's touching gay guys' butts. He's like
loves a good crowd. Oh my god, his pink shirts. He's ready.
Like dancing with them. It's so cute. So now we go back to Sir. Without Ken, sad. We should. Really
we go to the servers of Sir, not to the party. Yes.
So it's literally so busy, right? Sir's popping.
Crazy.
Tom's working the bar. He's making so many tips. Kristen fucking shows up. Guess what happens?
This seems like a really good time. Let's go talk outside.
Yeah, really. Kristen's like, hey, Tom, you know, I just talked to Ariana. Come talk to me. And Tom's like, what the fuck? Are you fucking serious?
I love in her interview. She's like, I'm not going to tell him what she said, though. I'm going to make it believe like she told me something. So he'll divulge it.
She's literally like, Tom, can you talk to me outside? Ariana told me everything. And Tom's like, the fuck are you talking about? I'm about to sell this vodka soda.
I'm like, and get orange drinks. Sure, let's go outside.
Kristen, it was just
this shows how much he cares about his relationship because he actually will step away and like talk to her.
Oh my god, I wouldn't. This dude just gave out five pump teenies at once. He's about to make huge ass tips.
Yep.
And fucking Kristen comes through. So they go to the front of Sir. And Kristen's like, I just talked to Ariana. And Tom's like, awesome. How did things go? Are we okay? Are we good? And Kristen says, it didn't go very well. Do you want to tell me about anything? And Tom's like, no. What are we talking about?
Well, I have some texts.
Okay.
I have your texts.
Yeah, you have my texts. Great. Okay. What are you
talking
about?
In his interview. I can't really get mad about Kristen going to my phone anymore. She does it.
Okay, can we talk about this? I'd be so effing mad.
I know, but it sounds like she goes through his phone often, even before the Vegas cheating thing.
It literally sounds like their relationship, they went out to one date, and she said, just so you know, I'm going to check your phone every night when you go to bed. And he's like, yeah, totally. Here's my password.
But you can't tell him you're going through your phone, or in theory, he could be censoring his texts because he knows you're going to go through them. You can delete texts.
Yeah, he knows. So she pulls up this conversation with Ariana that she screenshotted on Tom's phone and sent to herself and then saved the photo so she has the proof. And she's showing Tom all of his texts. And he's like,
so those are my texts. Where's the problem?
What's happening? I do want to go to Coachella, and I wouldn't mind sitting in this girl's backyard with a boombox. That sounds nice. What are we talking about?
Yeah, like, what's making you heated? Are these the right texts? Did you screenshot? Like, where do we go wrong?
Yeah, Tom's not even mad. He says that he texts Kristen and Ariana at, like, the same time. He's super confused. Kristen says, if this is okay. That's the best.
Would you be okay if I did this with a guy? Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, okay. You'd be okay with that? Then we're in the wrong relationship.
Yeah, they're like,
I'm still lost. What's the problem? And she's like, do you see that time there? Do you see that?
3 a.m. You probably just left work. Are you freaking kidding me, Tom?
Do you see, like, you texted me at 1:40 and then you didn't text me back, but you texted her at 2:09?
I'm sure Kristen, like, Ariana texted with a question and Kristen had texted okay. So after the shift, Tom, of course, answers the question.
It's like, oh my God.
And then
God.
It's just like, wow. Shit. So,
also, I would assume probably Kristen is asleep. Maybe Ariana got off.
Yeah, babe, I'm literally going to be home in like 15 minutes. Just give me a half.
I don't need to text you. I'm like, oh.
I'm on my way.
So now we're upset about the times text we're sent, not about the text.
Tom knows that she's searching because of the Vegas thing. Because that's how she figured out Vegas, bitch. Was she went searching.
You got to search things. And of course, then you find things, is Kristen's quote. And I'm like,
Kristen's that girl that like looks for the needle in the haystack, but then finds an elephant that wasn't there. And you're just like,
she's like, I found the elephant.
And they're like, that wasn't brought that elephant from across the street.
We're not, if you are searching to find something, then you will find something. But if you're just searching, Kristen's like, I need to find something. So I need to like leave with something.
And then dumbass Tom is like, wait, is this about Vegas? And it's fucking duh. Kristen, of course, is like, this is about these texts. But like, of course this is
But
about
of course
Vegas,
it's about Vegas
because
I can't trust you. You lied to my face. Oh,
Tom always fucking lies about everything. And Kristen's like not over it. And it's hard every day, and Kristen doesn't trust him, and he can't do anything without her, and it's just, like, the mess.
You can, I just don't even want you to go to a bar, like, hang out with the guys, because you just, like, you can lie to my face.
Dave and Ben are not good guys. Dave and Ben, get the ballerinas.
He's like, I'm lying to your face right now, pretending I'm, like, oh, I'm chill.
It's bad. But, okay, yay. The end of the episode. Next time.
I enjoyed reading rage texts that weren't mine, or like rage conversations.
Oh, it's the best. And I love confronting people on these like text messages that are just like not even. This whole thing.
All about
so
a boombox in a yard.
I would listen to a boombox in a yard. It sounds lovely.
It's
okay.
Amazing.
And maybe Kristen would be invited. Did she ever think about that?
It sounds like this is a quarantine event where it's like we just thing. Listen to some music in a yard. Do you guys want to come over?
We're at Coachella. Do you want to come over? We'll get the boombox going.
I've literally done this year. We did this for the Kenny Chesney concert. My friend was like so upset he missed it.
Oh my God. It's so funny. So next time we are getting our vaginas waxed. I do this. Meredith, you do this. I know you sometimes do.
I don't regularly, no.
Mara, RIP Mara, our friend, she convinced me and I've never stopped. It's a great investment. Jax slept somewhere he didn't want to sleep.
Shocker.
He is sleeping with people. He thinks it'll make Stassi come back, but really it's the opposite. Peter is turning 30. He is younger than Jax. Everyone, please note, young Peter. Of course, there's a fight with Sheena, and all the girls are involved. And Katie just looks like a drunk orange mess. So we're excited.
Ooh, fight in a bar that isn't, sir. It's we're getting a new location.
Thank God. Just like Vegas last year, we're going to a new location. We're going to ruin someone else's bar. And Peter's 30th birthday, so we really can't wait.
We have to ruin birthdays.
All right. So are we doing accepted and block?
Yeah. Tell the newcomers what accepted and block is.
Oh, yes, because we haven't done this for a whole season. So now if you're just tuning in, here's the information.
You're new.
So every week, every episode, there are some people we love and some people we hate. And since this is the 21st century and it's full of social media, we like to pick one person in the cast that we would accept their friend request. We want to be friends with them on social media. We want to see everything they're doing because we think they're amazing. There's also one person we want to block. It'd be okay if we never saw them again. It changes from episode to episode. It depends what we're feeling.
Yeah. It's basically the top eight of the modern day world.
Oh my God, we're really throwing it back. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was so much anxiety no one needed. So Peter, if you're listening, because you do look at our Instagram, we do love you, but sometimes you just don't get enough screen time. I have accepted you a lot in the past, but
you don't have enough hate or love. Like, you have enough love, but you don't have enough storyline to give you the accepted.
Yeah, we do really try to stick to
what's going on.
Sometimes we do go off topic because
per episode though. What happened in the episode?
Okay, what do you want to start with? This we have no, you know how we usually have an outline? We just kind of go with whatever we're feeling at this point. Do you want to do accepted, blocked? Who goes first? Doesn't matter.
Let's do blocked because I feel like it's the easiest.
Okay. Can you go first? I have nothing prepared. Also, for those of you who are just listening, Meredith usually thinks about this.
I'm like 50-50 prepared.
I don't think about it until right now, every episode.
Got it down locked. I mean, it kind of was a coin toss between two people this episode.
Ooh, okay.
But I'm blocking Kristen because I totally get some crazy girl. Listen, you know, she's spiraling in her relationship. However, her proof, if you're going to bring some screenshots, you better bring some fucking screenshots.
Yeah.
And her arguments, not only did she go to two of the people involved in the rumor, finally, after three episodes. She got a flat out 87 times no from Ariana. She also pulled Tom away from shift at Gay Pride, which, as Jax mentioned, is the busiest day of the year for
they need the
bartenders.
Money. Chris and Tom need that money.
Why now? So. Just why now? But anyways, pulls him out, and her arguments are about a boombox and about a text sent 20 minutes after her last text. So
yeah. I'm genuinely like looking, and I really can't think of anyone else I want to block.
I need a good argument. If you're going to come to a fight, come prepared is my only thing.
I think I also might block Kristen. Like just looking. Okay. So again, this is one of my favorite episodes in season two. I think it's so fantastic. There were very few people. Usually there are very few people I like.
Jax, and like, I can't really be mad at him for hooking up with a 21-year-old. Go you.
Honestly, I was saying this was a good episode for Jax.
Yeah. So I even think he walked away from them yelling at him and sat on the stairs. Yeah. Like
he looked good.
I think he handled it somewhat well, minus talking about the girl in front of Stassi. But I mean, that's hard to resist.
So I'm also going to block Kristen for everything you said, but also never forget the Lisa, if you want me to stay back at Sir, I'll just stay back at Sir. I'm so such a good
I'm gonna
employee.
Be a good person, and I'm gonna stay back at Sir.
Oh, I hate it.
As you just told me, I'm basically already nominated. I'm gonna raise my hand and say I'm a good person.
Also, when people look stupid during arguments, I'm usually the person making them look stupid. And man, Kristen looks so fucking dumb with Tom. She's like, these are your screenshots, and he's like, yeah.
Okay.
That was my favorite. Goodbye, Kristen. God, Kristen, you're so disheveled.
She brought up
Why?
The screenshots to both of them, and they both were like, okay.
Kristen, do better. Just like, I think if she were to like do her hair or put on some makeup, she would just feel better, and she would maybe like act a little better. But this bitch
She looked fine at Pride. Her hair was back in a bun.
It's the bun, I think, where like it looks like you didn't try that hard. That's my bun.
If you can't come to an argument prepared, you better fake it till you make it. But fake it till you make it then.
If you're starting the argument, you should come prepared.
Yes. Like Stassi doesn't always come prepared, but she fakes it. She's like, how dare you? She gets her hands involved.
So inappropriate.
That's what Kristen should have said.
Disgusting. Yeah. Instead, Kristen starts crying and she's like, I'm sorry that I confronted you. And it's like, bitch, you look so bad. Okay. Do accept it first, because I have so many people I want to accept. I don't even know where to go.
What? I don't even know.
You don't have anyone. Everyone could be accepted.
I don't know. I just feel like everybody's middle of the line. Like, Christina Kelly was great, but, like, that doesn't earn it for me.
No, Christina Kelly doesn't earn it.
I just love her, but I'm going to – you know what?
I have two.
Oh, I
have two. Oh my God, you guys, what do I do? What do I do? What do we do?
Head or heart? Is it head or heart?
I gotta start asking Jackie what she does. Maybe she'll break my tie one day. Oh, I don't know. Head or heart? I know. Oh, head or heart? Head or heart? I don't, yeah, I have a head or heart.
Is it your head or your heart?
Yeah.
Do your.
I have like a right one and like one I just want. Okay.
Your head.
I'm going to accept. Ariana, this bitch, the whole episode was about her, and she didn't do one thing wrong, right? everyone has an issue with her. Everyone's talking about her. She shows up to the meeting. She gets welcomed at Sir. She does nothing. But of course, there's an argument with, you know, Jax and Kristen and Tom are just like, and Ariana's just there, you know, whatever. Kristen confronts her. Ariana literally says maybe 30 words to Kristen as she's babbling, and nothing happens. Kristen looks great. The screenshots, Ariana's just trying to listen to a boombox. She misses Coachella. She didn't give a fuck.
Like, this I like that one. Friends. That's a good one, man.
My heart was Peter just because he got laid.
Oh, my Lanta, no. Okay, I think I got mine now.
Okay.
I am accepting Kevin Lee.
That was a good one.
He made an awesome float. Those wings looked fabulous. The little like glass, like everything looked so classy, slutty enough, or floozy enough. You know, it just got the touch on it. Plus, we got that little clip of him like being really drunk with Lisa and Ken.
Oh my God, you're right.
So good. Kevin,
Lee, you said you were going to come out today. That was it. Lisa's like, Kevin, you were supposed to come out today. And Kevin's like,
what do you mean? I came out
a long time ago. Shushi.
I love when people are just so happy drunk.
Same. That's Kevin Lee. I could never see him as a mean drunk, you know?
Oh, there's possibilities for it. I think everybody has it in them. Ooh. I have a question. Kevin, actually, let's talk about this in the post show.
Oh, okay. So with that, really quick housekeeping. Hello. So I'm pulling out my thing. So this was a really fun episode, actually. This might be one of our better ones. So you should join our Facebook group. Same name as the podcast. You should follow us on Instagram at Vanderpasta. And you should join our Patreon, which is where our pre-show and post-show are about to be. Patreon.com/Vanderpasta. Please rate, subscribe, review. I think that's it. Are you going to say bye, bitches?
No. Bye, bitches. I was going to say we out.